The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Sorry about that. Welcome, it was my fault, Scotty. Welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening to today's show. Today is December the 12th, 2016. It is a Monday, and we have a live show for you today. So looking forward to doing that. And before we do that, of course, everyone continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And become give some of your financial energy to ensure that this network will continue to grow and continue to bring you information and topics that are important to you, your family, and the overall community. And the only way that that can be done is if you support it. It can't be just supported from what has established it from the past. It needs your overall energy to do that, because that's what keeps things alive is energy. So if you would give some of your financial energy, and if you don't know what that means some of your donations of cash, so that that can be transferred into energy that can be used to keep this network on air and to keep the programs and shows and everything that Black Talk Radio Network has brought you, and the benefit that it has brought you, for it to continue to be, because this is not something that you want to lose. And by not supporting it, it is something that will have to move on until people get to where they will support something that they deem as necessary. And we just hope that you deem this as necessary, as being worthy to be on, and continue to bring you information so that the information that you've heard and have been made aware of, or were able to resonate with and share and just be a part of, will continue to happen. So you can do that by going to Black Talk Radio Network's website, and that's www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And you will see on the far right-hand margin, you will see a donation prompt, a green donation prompt that you can hit there and make your financial contributions to ensure that Black Talk Radio Network is here in the future. You can do that there. Or you can go to, next to the homepage, you'll see crowdfunding digital black media. You can also go there. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has a social media outlet known as BTR Community. And BTR Community is a social media outlet for you, so that you can engage in some of your social media activities without having to worry about your identity being sold to any bidder and being sold to anyone. And you can actually promote yourself, your business, events that you are deem important, or things that you want people to know about. Also, you can post in there some of your thoughts, your feelings, things that you think are important, without getting the adverse reaction from those that posting inside of a government controlled and or a politically motivated medium such as FedBook, because that's one place that they data mine your information. This is why they have it for free. Let me tell you something. I had a friend, and my friend said, his mother told him. He said, and his mother knows who he is, cheap things no good and good things no cheap. And that's not saying that Black Talk Radio Network is expensive, but whenever you get something for free, are you really getting something for free? You got to really think about it, and you're not, especially in today's society. There is definitely a price that's paid for that, and it's more than likely, it may not always be a cash price, but it could be the worst price of all. It could be your overall energy, and that's what's really the source and what's after and what's being mined and what's being suppressed. And what's being stolen is your energy. They don't care about your cash. They created your cash. They digitally create it. They print it. But it's your energy that matters. What are you giving energy to? Because whatever you give energy to, you give life to. Make sure you're giving energy to things that are going to be that actually resonate with you or in your best interest. And the things that you feel and that you want to actually promote, give life to that. So you can go to BTR Community right there at the website for Black Talk Radio Network. You'll just scroll down and you'll see a big B, and that's for BTR Social Media Outlet, and that's $24 a year. $24 a year is the overall membership of that, and you will have full reins of a social media outlet for you to engage in. And I no longer post inside of any other social outlet because it's just not worth it for me, especially in these times. I see where things are going. So you can do that by going to BTR, $24 a month, BTR Community. Just hit the prompt there. It's well worth it. So get involved, ladies and gentlemen. Next, if you'd like to acquire the precious metals by actually transferring some of your cash and saving in real money, which is going to be very, very important in the very near future, which is already important right now, and is going to be significantly more important than it is right now. And you will look back on these at this time in these days and wish you had engaged in that and actually started to save in real money instead of paper coupons or broken promises. But there are other places in the world that were one day woke up recently and everything has changed for them, where their cash was no longer relevant. And we've been talking about that, from India to Venezuela, to different parts of the country, even here in the United States. You may not see it because no one has told you, but that's what happened. Whenever the overall pricing of things go up, it's not because the price of the items have gone up, it's the value of your dollar has gone down. Very, very important. And that's what can be taken completely away from you, because you didn't create it. It was created, and it has a patent on someone, on the individuals and the entities that created it. You don't have that patent. So it can't really serve you any good. You may think that it's serving you good for right now. That's only because those that created it want to give that impression to you, and then what they're going to do at the appropriate time is they're going to steal your labor, the energy of your labor of the past, by demonetizing and taking away the value and the purchasing power of that cash. And you don't want that to happen. And one of the things that you could do to protect yourself is to save in real money. The wage of a king is gold, the wage of a lady and a gentleman is silver, and the wage of a slave is debt. And a coupon in cash is a debt instrument. They pay that to slaves. So make sure that you save as a king or as a lady and a gentleman. You could do that by doing it in the best form of money, that being the precious metals. And you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com. But make sure you email Wolf6Pack1, and the 6 is numerical and the 1 is numerical. Wolf like the animal, and Pack, PACK, 1@gmail.com. Make sure you email so someone can get in contact with you, and to ensure that you're purchasing in the right way and why it's so important. So make sure that you don't forget to do that and get into real money, ladies and gentlemen, while it's still available. So next, let's jump into now what's in the news. and it's going to take me a little difficult time. Now, I would say this, for BTR, let me see. Let me jump. Let me get in here now. I got to do a couple of things. Got to figure out how to do this, but I'll get it. Okay, so now we're going to jump into what's in the news. And it was a couple of things that we posted there that's very, very important, in my opinion. Some of the things, and I'm going to, let me see. All right, we're good to go. Let's roll. So now, first article for what's in the news. This one came from thehill.com. And this one says, Brian Williams slams fake news. Old lion Brian Williams, that nerd to talk about fake news. Well, that's because he works for the mainstream media, the purveyors of propaganda. And here's what I said. This was a couple of days ago when this came out. I said, here is your false flag event, not as visible as the most notable ones of the recent past. And you can think about some major false flag events that happened in the recent past. But this one is much more notable than the ones that you've seen in the past, from New York to Oklahoma City to, there's so many that have happened. This is far, far more notable than all of those, and I would say all of those combined. And I went on to say, here's my commentary. Here's your false flag event, not visible as the most notable ones of the recent past, however, far more deadly. This is much, much more. There is much, much more to this false flag, and I put FF, which is playing out now, and the killing field shall be far greater. What you're seeing with this fake news, ladies and gentlemen, and I posted this, I think it was on Friday or so, late Friday, posted this, and then this was a real false flag that's in event, and this one is going to have far greater legs because of what it really means. And we're going to take a look at some of that today, definitely. And this is very, very critical. Much, much worse than anything that you saw in New York and any other notable ones that you know of. This one is going to be far, far worse, and it's going to actually have greater killing fields than all of those combined. It may not seem like it, because that's what they wanted to do, is not seem like it and not even realize how, what the overall agenda in this whole thing is, and I'm going to give my opinion on that and why you should be aware of this and to prepare for this without a doubt. So, next article comes from Reuters. International, U.S. sending 200 more special op soldiers to Syria, the Pentagon chief said. U.S. is sending 200 additional military personnel to Syria. Now, remember, they had two amphibious ships, LSD and I believe a LS, I can't remember, it was a LHS, also would have had around 4,000 Marines in the Mediterranean, because I do believe that that is going to be part of the advance forces that may be put into service relatively soon. And this thing is definitely continuing to fall apart, and it's falling apart rapidly, and it all has to do and it's all a part of the same false flag event that we're seeing with the fake news thing, and that's very, very, very critical. So on Saturday, the Secretary of Defense Ash Carter was in Bahrain, and he was talking about sending more special forces, 200 more special ops soldiers to augment the already 300 that are there, and it's going to only continue to grow, ladies and gentlemen, until it's all out war. So let me check a couple things. Okay, yeah, I gotta say it. All right, next one. Let me see. One second, everyone. Bear with me here. The computer is a little slow here. So that's an article you definitely want to check out and know what that really means. This definitely means that this is going to move into drafting both young people, men and women, in to service the needs of the overall agenda of depopulation. So very, very critical article, so that you know what's really going on, in my opinion. Next one. This one comes from The Hill as well. Clinton staffers react to soul-crushing report on Russian influence. Former Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump's federal judge blocks. Move this down. Stein's recount effort in Pennsylvania. Democratic Republican. Russian In Pennsylvania, says Dem Republicans. Russian hacking, U.S. elections now open to debate on GOP representatives. Russia tried and failed to sway the election. Hillary Rodham Clinton's federal judge blocks Stein's recount efforts in Pennsylvania GOP. So what's happening here, that's one of the articles. But here's what the article is that the Clinton staffers react to the soul-crushing reports of Russian influence. And this was all, you know, being plastered on the mainstream media news today, and it's all about Hillary Clinton. Remember what we played about Hillary last week, about losing the initiative in the propaganda war. Let me tell you something about the initiative that these people have. Arrogance is always their initiative. And I want to really talk about some of the things that what's coming down the pipe here, in my opinion. So my commentary on this is, I said, laugh out loud. Don't even need to say what this means or its true hidden agenda. All I should say is prepare for evil days, folks, because they sure are here and coming with real venom. This is going to, and I'm going to tell you what I think is going to be happening here, and it's all a part of the plan. Everything that you see in front of you is working in a coordinated effort with the same objective in mind, but different methods. They are all given different directives to follow the same orders. And this is the overall orders. Objective is to destroy and to steal from you your energy, not generationally, individually, community-wise, and family-wise, to continue to get ways and means. Your way of life provides for their means of life. This is the enslavement act of forever until the people decide no longer will they energize that agenda. So this thing is going to continue to unfold. And you may seem as if, you know, many may be getting tired of hearing this and everything else, but let me tell you something. As it starts to unfold, it may be too late to realize that, oh, shoot, you've just been put in a bad, bad situation. That does not mean that you'll lose, but what it does mean is this, is that you will not have the same advantages that you would have had before by properly preparing in mentally, spiritually, and physically for this battle that you continue to fight, that you may not even really recognize that you are in one. And because of that, it's very easy not to engage in that fight with the proper methods to win the whole thing. Not just little skirmishes, but the whole war can be won by you and by everyone else once the people of this world decide we are willing to win. And once that happens, it's already done. But until that happens, it is a losing battle that is being fought. And I'm going to tell you why it's a losing battle that's being fought, because your energy can only be magnified with others that have the same will as you. It so happens on here, there are many people that have the same will as others to enslave people, and it's more of that energy that is being able to suppress the overall energy of self-determination and freedom. That is the truth. Self-determination and sovereignty. That is the truth. The great thing about the universe is that it's not biased to any energy. It respects all forms of energy, good or evil. Don't ever think, in my opinion, don't ever think that the universe will not respond to evil energy. Why? Because it's not the criteria to determine if it's evil or not. It responds to energy. And this is why we have to, in my opinion, have to come out of the fairy tales that we were told in lullabies and in school time, bedtime stories and just stories in schools. That was to program you to think that only good matters. And that there's always going to be some form of a savior on the end. There is no savior for energy. Once energy is created, it becomes eternal. And the determination of that direction of that energy is the strength of it. And I hate to tell us, our strength has not been able to suppress the determination and the will of the strength of those that mean us, you and I and everyone else, any good. Because there is more energy on their side. They have more momentum. Not because they have more cash, not because they have more of this or more of that. They have more energy. That energy is what is overrunning and suppressing and smothering our individual sovereignty. But this is the good thing about it. Even with that energy, once you become self-determining as a person, you still can defeat that energy from you personally. From you personally. That is very, very, very important. That is a great start. But once you care about you, in my opinion, if you have any relative appreciation or benevolency in you, you will care not just about yourself, you'll care about others. The true measure of love is when you stop living for yourself, you start living for the advancement of someone else. Why? Because you've already been taken care of. You've already been taken care of. Now, I say that not from the standpoint point of man's economy. I say that from the standpoint of what I do think is my eternal existence. Up to you to decide how you're going to leverage that. So very, very important. Next article. We're going to talk about that today. Next article. We're going to go into next one comes from, where does this one come from? Fukushima nuclear reactor detected in the food chain. Yeah, this is definitely there. And this one came from CBS News. Radiation from Fukushima nuclear disaster detected on Oregon shores. On Oregon shores. Yeah, right. It's all throughout the United States. It's making its way because it's in the upper atmosphere. Once those isotopes get into the upper atmosphere, you know, once you get plutonium inhale plutonium into your lung or uranium, you can forget about it. It's going to start to multiply and to cause some demise of the physical body because they haven't told you about the actual herbs or the actual means to survive that. Can you survive radioactive isotopes? Yes, but see, that we don't practice real health cures in this world. Is all health care, where health care keeps you alive only as long as the energy can be used for the overall agenda. They want people sick and to have a early demise after they've worked them to death darn near. So it is once again a ploy of the system. You can defeat radioactive isotopes, and that overall, the capability of that, the knowledge of that, is something that we all should be inquiring about because we care about that, and that's where our efforts should be. And then there would be no stop.
Dave, can you give them some
diseases,
clues?
All diseases, in my opinion, for every disease, because most of the diseases that we have,
Dave,
my research, has been created by man. Everything that man has created as a disease, the great creator has a herb to cure it. But see, what we're doing here is that we're actually causing the demise and the self-mutilation of us killing the ecosystem that produces the herb that actually cure. Yes, Scotty.
I'm about to call you Tando, but you are Tando. We are Tando. So, but Dave, Could you please give them some of that information and shout out to the members of BTR community? I noticed that Ross has been sharing a lot of the different clays that you can ingest, the different substances that you can use to, because we got, look, we actually got radio hosts on this network that live in L.A., that live on the West Coast, because it's not just hitting Oregon, it's hitting the West Coast, and they are being deceptive. They're not really mainstream. It's not really reporting the isotopes in the air like you talked about, which is what I've read and interviewed people about, could be all the way up to the Rocky Mountains. Like, the Rocky Mountains might be creating some kind of barrier or something, but if you on the West Coast, period, this article is just simply talking about it showing up in the fish, because you got organizations that take samples and now they're reporting it on in the from the water. But like you said, it's in the air. But could you please give them just a couple of things? Because, again, we got listeners on the West Coast that may not be in a position to move. So some of the things they could take to survive or lessen the impact. Yeah. But I also heard, and I'll end with this, that melanin also affords you some sort of protection.
Definitely, definitely, Scotty. And see, let me tell you, and they say the Rocky Mountains, yes, the Rocky Mountains will actually control some of the movement of the airflow, because that's what it naturally does, and it could actually act as a vortex or smother it or move, stop it. But here's what I want to say before we get into what Scotty had asked real quick, and then we'll come back and we'll go into that. One of the things that you want to have to realize is this: yes, it's all in the waters. It's destroying the mammal life in from pretty much everything is being affected from Fukushima, because they are dumping so much radioactive isotopes and radiation into the ocean, and that is being carried throughout the whole world. They say all of the tuna, not just one or two, all of the Pacific tuna has now been actively radiated by Fukushima. It wouldn't take long. Actually, after Fukushima happened in 2011, in February of 2011, it was only within a couple of days that it was on the shores of California. It was in the shores of California. You think about it, when jets move across the in the sky, once they get into that jet stream is so fast, it moves those airs, and that radioactive isotope is moving in that, and it's spreading. Now, here's the key to this whole thing. Is it in the water? Yes, and it's making its way throughout all of the oceans of the world, and over a certain amount of time, it will be in all the oceans of the world. Now, here's the key. Did we just have an Arctic polar blast from Alaska last week and over the weekend? Yes. Well, Fukushima, radiation from Fukushima has been going up into the upper atmosphere, in the stratosphere, up into the upper atmosphere, being caught by the trade winds, and is being swept across. So if you felt cold air from Alaska this past week, well, in that cold air was the radioactive isotopes from Fukushima as well. So that's the air movement. That's the total air movement. And this is, why is this so important? In my opinion, this was strategically done as a depopulation program to be used at the appropriate time, because what radiation does is it destroys your immune system. And everyone, you're going to see many more sicknesses, many more cancers, many more diseases. You may not see the abundant outward manifestation of it right now, but look at the overall sea life. Pretty soon, the saturation from the sea is going to be equal to what the saturation that we have here. Not only are people in L.A. being bombarded with it, all the whole country is, and pretty soon the whole world will be, and I think that's already been done, because remember, this thing has been spewing radioactive isotopes since 2011. Uncapped. They've already had the China syndrome there, and that was done within days since that overall event in Fukushima. So listen, everyone, get ready to go to the commercial break. When we come back out of the commercial break, we're going to talk about, Scotty asked a couple of things that everyone in the West Coast could be doing, and some of the clays and some of the things that you could be doing to actually detoxify your body, and that definitely can be done. And now one of the things that's very, well, we'll talk about it when we come back. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Hey, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And you are listening to a live show here on BTR, Black Talk Radio Network, and it is Tando Radio Show, and I am your host, Dave, from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening. Very, very important question that Scotty asked just before we went into the commercial break, and definitely going to talk about that right now. So some of the things that I think are crucial for to detox your body from the radioactive isotopes, and it depends on which one. Now, some radioactive isotopes, if you get it in your body, you or they get into the water source, you just can't get it out. And or they say that, but the overall technology is there, but they just don't tell you how to do it. And that's the radioactive isotopes of tritium. Once tritium gets into the water source, supposedly it can't get out. But I don't think that that's the case. But I'm just going to give that disclaimer that they say you can't get tritium out. And what is tritium? Tritium is what makes you glow. If you ever, for you old school folks, remember Godzilla, when Godzilla backlit up and how Godzilla got so big and Godzilla was able to breathe fire and all that other stuff. Well, when Godzilla's backlit up, that was because he activated the tritium within his body. And then you hear people when they, you hear the overall jokes that when people get radiation poisoning, that they actually are get exposed to radiation, they glow. Well, that only happens if you're exposed to tritium. And believe me, yes, tritium does glow. Whatever it gets on, it is going to glow. And so that's like for some of you shooters, you have your night sights or your tritium sights. Well, that's a radioactive isotope that's inside of that is tritium, and that is really a nuclear radiation. That's a nuclear isotope that you have that's there, and that's why it glows. So if you get that into your water, they say it's, you can't get that out. But I do think that you can get it out. We just don't know. Just because they tell you you can't get it out, that's not the truth. Because I know that if, in my opinion, from my studies of these individuals and entities, if they created and allow for radiation, that's because they know how to detox it completely so it doesn't adversely affect them. These individuals that, and entities that we deal with are not immortal. They want to establish some form of immortality so that we think that we can't defeat them and that they are some they are some gods that we should be worshiping and everything else. No, that's just what the books and schools and the religious entities would have you to think, but they won't tell you what the overall how to detoxify classify radioactive material, even tritium. And this is why I think it's so important for us to establish our own communities with individuals that know how to actually do that, because it can be done. It's just that they just don't publicize how you could do that. So just want to say that. Now, there are some other radioactive isotopes that you can do to help yourself. One, you always want to detox your body from radiation. There's a couple of things that you can do to detox your body. One of the things that you also want to do, cesium. It's just cesium. This does not protect you from everything else. It protects you from cesium 131. Is that you want to have, you want to have potassium iodine or iodine saturate your thyroid, because your thyroid will only accept one iodine at a time. And cesium 131, which is a radioactive isotope, the body confuses it as iodine. And once it gets into your body, the body, it says it has the iodine that it needs, and it will not allow any other form of iodine to enter the body. This is why radiation affects people's thyroids and everything else, and then that's one of the symptoms of radiation poisoning, and then that's how it gets into the body and everything else and destroy it. Now, if you have iodine, potassium iodine, or a strong iodine, then that will prevent your body from accepting cesium, the isotope of cesium, radioactive isotope of cesium 131. So that's how you protect yourself. If you're on the West Coast or pretty much anywhere, you need to be acquiring more potassium iodine and getting that into your thyroid, so your thyroid will not accept anything else, okay? Very, very important that you do that. That's why within the NBC field, the nuclear, biological, and chemical fields, for like the military, they give them potassium iodine. That's one thing you should be having, especially in today's world, because I do not think that nuclear war is unobtainable in today's world. And actually, I believe that it will be. You've heard me say it before, global nuclear war one, and it'll be tactical nukes, and there's going to be radiation destruction just like Fukushima, and that is, in my opinion, is nothing more than a global war. Global nuclear war against the everyday person. So that's one thing that you could do to protect your body. Another one, you want to actually have magnesium. You want to detoxify. You can detox your body by actually through Epsom salt, magnesium to detoxify, and that gets out some of the heavy metals. And then there are also bentonite clay is really, really good for getting out some of the heavy metals of radiation to give you a radiation detox to get that heavy metal out of your body. Now, the thing with this, and trust me, believe me, the thing with this is that you definitely want to be drinking a lot of water when you're taking these clays to detox your body, because this is heavy, heavy stuff. And then what you don't want to do is you don't want to get some kidney stones from this, because it is, you got to be able to dilute these clays. There are things that you should be doing and knowing about taking these and to detox your body. You should be detoxing. You could detox your body by going into the sauna, and these are some of the rituals that you can be doing to help to get out some of the heavy metals. But when it comes to radiation poisoning, these are some of the things that you definitely want to be doing. Also, there are other supplements that you can actually I'm going to tell you, one person that I know, there was someone that I knew that actually was starting to show, and soon after Fukushima was starting, they was in Japan and they got radiation poisoning, and they contacted me, and I gave them a bunch of stuff that they should be doing to get that stuff out. And I had them contact someone. And I'm going to tell you who his name is. His name is Dr. Deagle, out of San Diego. I haven't heard too much from Dr. Deagle. This dude is he's a handful, Dr. Deagle is. And Dr. Deagle had some supplements for radiation poisoning, and I actually had that individual call Dr. Deagle, and they were actually being treated by Dr. Deagle, and they actually was very, very beneficial. But I gave them some stuff that they needed to get immediately to actually try to detox their body and get that heavy metals, those heavy metals out of their body. And then Dr. Deagle was also able to further help them with some of his treatments that's there. And it's Bob Deagle. Let me make sure. Because I haven't heard from Dr. Deagle. I hope nothing happened to Dr. Deagle. I know he's out of San Diego. He had some radio broadcasting that he was doing, a real fire starter, Dr. Deagle is. Let me see if Dr. Deagle is still around. Sorry, are we, you know, this is what we do with the show. We go where we need to go. So Scotty asked, and see if I can find Dr. Deagle, if he's still around. If not, I'll do some research and try to contact him. Hope nothing happened, Dr. Deagle. Knew I haven't heard from him in a while. Was actually going to invite him on the Tando Radio Show.
Let me see. I think I found him.
Oh, 1 second. Okay, yep. I will find out about Dr. Deagle and let you know.
I may have found him, Dave.
You found him?
I think so. Is it Dr. Bill Deagle? They call him Bob, too. Yeah. He had a program called Dr. Deagle Show.
Yeah, Dr. Deagle Show.
Oh, he just broadcast... wait a minute, that's from 2012. It's on YouTube. But
yeah, I haven't seen Dr. Deagle in a while, and now I'm kind of, and I'm glad you reminded me, Scotty, because he was actually someone I wanted to reach out to. Let me put in San Diego, and I know he was out of San Diego, and I wouldn't be surprised because Dr. Deagle is in some controversial. He doesn't bow down to anybody, if you know what I mean. He's older. He knows what's up, and he's no punk. Oh man, okay, in San Diego. 1 second, all. So, really want to find Dr. Deagle. Dr. Deagle's very worthwhile. Let me see. Okay. I will find Dr. Deagle and see.
I'm having trouble finding him too. I wonder if he's connected to this website because his name keep coming up for NutraMedical.com. I wonder if
that's it. Yeah, that's his. Yeah, that's his. NutraMedical.com. That's it. I couldn't remember the once I would hear it. I knew that was. Yeah, that's it. Scotty.
All right, I'll post it in the chat.
Okay, thank you, brother. So he's someone I would love to get on. Thanks, Scotty. I appreciate that, man. Let me pull this up real quick, and if I see the website, I'll definitely know. And so I sent him this one young lady. That's him. Yep, that's Dr. Deagle. So he has a site, NutraMedical.com, and that's his website, and he has some things for, I'm actually going to reach out to Dr. Deagle's office. Let me give him a call because it's been some time, and I haven't heard much about him. So we will definitely do that. So that's one good place to go. And then those are some of the things that you can do to actually to detox your body from radiation. And you know, you have regular radiation. Even if we didn't have Fukushima, you still should be detoxing your body from radiation, because you get a lot of radiation background, what's called background radiation and normal radiation from your TV. Whenever you get close to your TV, the heat that comes off of it, that's radiation. And You know, like the radiator, it radiates heat. So there's a lot of background radiation from your computers, your smartphones. This is why you really shouldn't keep your smartphone by your brain and everything else. But those are some of the things that you can do to answer Scotty's question. And magnesium is extremely, extremely important in detoxing the body from radioactive isotopes. Extremely important. So very, very, very important. So let me – one second. So with that being said, let's jump back into the show. Okay, so let's jump into – we get back to what's in the news, and the next article we posted, this is from mishtalk.com. Eurozone day of reckoning coming, showdown between Italy and Germany. Very, very important article there. And this is basically basically my favorite quote from this is that, let me pull this up really quickly, and let me see. Save this. Sorry, y'all. Doing two things at one time. Let me save this one for Dr. Deagle. Okay, great. Now, from this article that's here, very, very important. What's happening is that right now we're starting to see the EU start to unfold and unravel because that's the overall design, and it's going to happen at the opportune moment, which is right now and going forward, because this is playing into the this is one of the methods and the objective of depopulation and subjugation of all of humanity, and to continue to have that overall subjugation of mankind to surrender their free will to the agenda that is being posed and waged a war against them. Now, one of my favorite quotes from this is that the EU cannot survive without Italy. It says in this article, the EU cannot survive without Italy. The serious problem at the moment is the Eurozone also can't survive with Italy. That is so true. So the overall EU is going to totally fall apart. How much time? We got a little bit of time. Let me take a look at this real quick. Two of Italy's three largest parties in anti-Euro, the only parties in Italy that does not support the EU, is Prime Minister Renzi's Democratic Party. And with Renzi gone, there's a huge risk the party will split. Regardless, there are no likely scenarios that can keep things from flying apart, according to Wolfgang. I believe his analysis is solid. And here's some of the things that he says. I'm going to read these five things real quick. Number one, Italy and Germany, could cover. Let me see. Oh, sorry. Italy and Germany could converge to do this. Italy would need to undertake economic reform to clean up the justice system and the public administration, cut taxes and invest in productivity, including technology. Germany would need to run a higher fiscal deficit. That's number one. Number two, the northern European states accept large financial transfers to the south. Number three, the EU create a federal political authority with powers to raise taxes in order to transfer income from high to low income earners. Number three, this is all fascist tactics. Number three, the ECB find a way to bankroll Italy's public and private debt indefinitely. That's so true. Number five, Italy's government will forever continue to support EU membership. And so what was basically saying is this, and I don't have time to read all into this, but what's basically saying is that Italy, the third largest economy in the euro, is no longer viable, and they have to bail out their banking sector, and that is going to cause. And one of the things that's going to happen is Italy is going to want to leave to eat the EU or the euro. The monetary agreement in the euro, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is going to kill your purchasing power here, because this is going to spread everywhere. So check out that article. Really, really important. Next one. Let me jump back. Next one. This was a very, very important one from RT International, in my opinion. The 2017 NDAA ups aid to Ukraine, gives arms to Syrian rebels, and lets Trump sanction the world. Congress has authorized $618 billion for the 2017 military budget. The bill ups aid to the Ukraine by $50 million and allows transfer of missiles to Syrian rebels. However, it omits controversial provisions about drafting women or regular exemptions for contractors. Yes, it did exempt, and what I wanted to do real quick is there's a couple of things I posted. They're all posted there. You can see the National Defense Authorization Act, and you can see what the budget is, and it does. In one paragraph, it says, Selective Service, women will not be required to register with Selective Service. Now, that is for right now. That's because they plan on doing it in the future. This is why they put that there. Women will not be required to register. Oh, man, these people don't ever give you anything. They only take everything away because they're going to treat the war. But here's what the big problem in this whole thing is that in this budget, they gave manpad arms to Syrian rebels. And this is going to cause some major, major, major problems. And here's what it is. And in the different sections, I'm just going to read the very important sections of this. And let me just get this with me really quickly. Okay, here it is. In the National Defense Authorization Budget that passed on Friday in a 375 to 34 votes in the House, and it passed in on Thursday in the Senate by 92. Here's what it did. Buried in the bill in Section 1224 was a provision to allow manned portable air defense systems known as MANPADS to Syrian rebels, appropriately vetted by U.S. intelligence. The law requires that the Pentagon and the State Department to file extensive documents with Congress, including the details of weapons provided, the receipts, locations, intelligence assessments, including a description of the alignment of which elements within the broader conflict in Syria. The report would need to indicate and justify for supplying the MANPADS, including exemptions of the purpose and exemptions employed as such systems. Now, what did they just do? They just sent MANPADS to Syrian rebels. And what can they do with those MANPADS? They can shoot down Russian aircraft. Not only Russian, they can shoot down any aircraft, not only there, anywhere in the world now. This is what you call plausible deniability. And all of a sudden, you create what you need. And this is why you hear about these overall attacks that are imminent, because this is how you get where they create the ISILs and all these other Al-Qaeda and all these other things. These are actually created by the overall movement of funds and giving the equipment to those that will be doing the bid of the government's efforts to rule mankind. What do I mean by this? I'm going to tell you straightforward. This is a setup for the war that's going to happen, that all of a sudden you're going to have events here and all over the world, and they're going to blame it on individuals, and the actual ties are going to lead back that they were given these things by who? Your tax dollars, your energy. Your stolen energy was taken from you and given to them. This is critical. Now, also, here's also how it plays in. It says that in Section 1261 and 65, the U.S. president to sanction anyone responsible for extrajudicial killing, torturing, or other gross violations of international recognized human rights. Did you hear what that says? They're going to give the president the ability to sanction anyone's responsibilities for extrajudicial killing. Basically, they're going to, by their own ways, they're going to legislate immunity for human rights violations, which they've already done. But this is all done in these formats that you so-called uphold. Why? Because of ways and means. And it says the authorization sanctions would include denying the entry to the U.S. or revoking any existing U.S. visa, seized property and interest are located in the United States. This is NDAA, folks. They're going to be able to take whatever they want at any time and legally say by under the premise of NDAA. This
hey,
is
Dave,
I'll tell you where
Dave.
This is going to you're going to see this also. You're going to see it in Syria and everywhere else in the world. You're going to see it in the so-called alternative media. They're going to start to attack the alternative media under NDAA. This is why this fake news stuff is so important. So check out that article. Just wanted to briefly touch
hey,
on that.
Before you move on from huge. That article, Dave, before you move on from that article,
yeah.
They are already sanctioning the United States government. I don't care if,
yeah, right.
Excuse me, President Obama said, Duarte, you kind of going extra, ain't you, over there killing all them drug dealers and people suspected of using drugs. And because they've killed, by estimate counts, up to 6,000 people Duarte has through his U.S. government-funded drug war. Get millions and millions of dollars to prosecute the drug war. And so even though Obama said, hey, you shouldn't do that, they're in fact sanctioning it because they, like yeah. I said earlier today, they are not invading it. So they're not invading it to say, to stop Duarte from killing, you know, his people, like they said about Gaddafi or lied about Gaddafi. They're not saying that
right,
about Duarte. So they're already sanctioning these extrajudicial killings by continuing to fund the government of Duarte. And this just reminds me of Pastor Nehemiah or Moeller, however you say his name, where he talked about the rise of Hitler. And he said, first they came for the communists. I wasn't a communist, so I didn't say nothing. I didn't do nothing. Then they came for, you know, the gypsies. I didn't say nothing. I didn't do nothing. I didn't stand up for them. Then they came for so on and so on. And then they came for me. So all you people out there that like to buy into the media propaganda demonizing people who use quote unquote drugs, although these are many times medicinal, either medicinal plants, period, or combinations that people, indigenous people, have discovered these properties and developed this stuff. But you've been told, well, anything that you abuse is bad for you. But there is no excuse for you to buy into the propaganda to where you don't care about these quote-unquote drug dealers or quote-unquote drug addicts being rounded up in the Philippines. And then Donald Trump calling the dude and saying, I support what you're doing.
Yep.
First they come for the drug dealers, then the drug addicts, and then they coming for who else? They coming for all of us.
Yep. See, that's the whole thing. This is why I never try to get into the dividing factors, because I know just exactly that's what they do. When you don't, when what happens is this, is that as injustice starts to make inroads in one spot, it develops an insatiable appetite to be everywhere. And they're not just coming after drug dealers. They're going after everybody. And I'm going to say this. They're not just coming after black people. They're coming after everybody. Because this is the methodical process that they know has worked for so long that they continue to use it because it works. And they may come after you today. They may go after someone else today that you don't like that individual. Listen, I'm not, I don't support the lifestyle of a lot of people, but I do not, I realize that my freedom ends where theirs begins, because I respect them as a living spirit. I don't respect people. I mean, excuse me, I don't respect a person. I respect people. Doesn't matter what your title is or what you've been classified as. I see that the great creator had created something great in you even if you are foul on this and that, in my opinion, but my opinion is just what? My opinion. That does not make it right. But I realize this, that my respect of people is eternal because I respect what I can create. I respect because not of someone deserves that respect, but because I do. I deserve that respect, and I realize that because I deserve that respect, that they deserve that same respect. Now, that is not to say that we condone anybody just doing anything, because once your freedom is not good enough for you to where it has to invoke on someone else's freedom, you are no longer free. You are a tyrant, and you are greedy, and you have to be dealt with accordingly to that greed that you have given into. And Scotty, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. Today they went after people, and I'm not that, so I didn't care. Then they went after that, I'm not that, and then I didn't care. Well, see, this is a shark, an insatiable shark. When there's blood in the water, it will continue to consume, even past you. It won't be enough to eat you as well. So this stuff has a lot of legs, and we're going to get into that. Listen. Okay, everyone, we're going to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. Brother Davis, we'll be right with you right after this. You listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-910-9025. And then once you do that, hit star, and that will actually, I will be able to see that you have a question, a comment, and then we'll definitely call on you. So listen, we got Brother Davis in queue. Brother Davis, what's going on, my friend?
Yeah, it's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, my brother.
Hey, man, you have a dynamite show, as usual. I do want people to understand that when you say things like the National Authorization Defense Act or the National Defense Authorization Act, literally, this was designed for this time. Literally,
right.
This was not
right.
Designed as a method of control. This was designed as a method of greed, because the every move that this government makes now, somebody in the inner circle makes money. So it's not, don't think for a minute that this is the government. This is an oligarchy who has taken over the government. And that's why my show last week was on will. Because you have to have a certain degree of will to step forth and call it what it is, because that's what you got to battle with. Understand this above all else. The only people who die once are those willing to fight for what they believe in. But those people who don't and think that they can adjust, they'll die 1,000 times. Hey, brother, let me give it back to you. I just want to give it out and throw that in there. You be blessed.
Thank you, man. Brother Davis, well said. So, so true. Looking forward to Wise Wednesday and at any time. Jump in. Definitely give my regards to Sister Davis. Much love, much respect to you, and so, so true. Now, Brother Davis is absolutely right, and in my opinion, this is the agenda, all of this that you're seeing right now. See, I'm going to get to that. But as Brother David said, right now, what you're seeing being invoked right now is meant for the objective that this moment in history is actually the leverage that is being waged for an agenda at right now, at this moment in eternity. The key is that is someone else's energy that they are putting together these things, but they seem to be the law of the land because we have lost the spirit of the law. There's the letter of the law and the spirit of the law. And I always like to categorize it this way. The letter of the law is never the truth. It is always something that is used to subjugate and to enslave. Everything that man writes, generally, in most parts, in most cases, could be one of two things. Everything that the great creator has created has the free will to do many things, but is actually created based off of an ecosystem. But man, everything that man creates is based off of economy. And there's a difference between in the spirit of the letter of the law is the economy, and the spirit of the law is the ecosystem, the sustainability of energy and creation and free will. Here's how I like to explain the difference, the importance between the letter of the law and the spirit of the law. The letter of the law says that a person in a crosswalk, when the light is for them to cross from one side to the other, and they have the walk, they have, the letter of the law says that they have the right of way. Okay? The spirit of the law does not say that. Man has invoked the letter of the law because that law actually is written for a reason, is not to protect the people crossing the street. You may think it does, but it doesn't. See, the letter of the law says it's illegal. The person that's crossing the street has the right of way. Okay? And here's where the letter of the law will get your butt in trouble. Because the letter of the law is not truth. It's deception and it's manipulation. The letter of the law says that a car must yield to a person crossing the street. That's what the letter of the law says. But the spirit of the law says, hey, dummy, that car has more weight and more mass than you. If it drives through you, yeah, the letter of the law will say that they were wrong, but the spirit of the law will say that you're wrong because you're broken. And it's very important that we understand how that works in all facets of our lives. Everything that man writes is against the spirit of the law when it comes to law-wise and the manipulation of the law. And everything that they tell you is a lie. Yes, it is the law. And that person, you know, I remember when someone was hit by a car, and they told me that they had the right of way. And I told them, yeah, you had the right of way by man, but by physics and by the nature of the universe, your butt was wrong. And you know what they did? They looked at me and said, Dad, you're right. Because there's a big difference between the spirit of the law and the letter of the law. The letter of the law condemns you. It condemns you to violate the spirit of the law that will actually bring about more harm to you than anything that man could ever do.
Dave, I got to give you an example, bro. Yeah, go ahead. I got to give you this example, man. Man, what a great way to look at it. The 13th Amendment is the perfect example. Yeah. The spirit was all those people gave their lives, okay, to what? Abolish slavery. That was the spirit, right? So, but the letter, mm-hmm. the letter of the law, the letters that form the words of the 13th Amendment just simply transforms that spirit of people wishing for freedom and to abolish slavery, transforms it into another form of slavery with an exception clause in it. By the letter of the law, slavery was never abolished.
Yep, Scotty, you're absolutely right. That is that's the spirit of the law, and the letter of the law perfectly said. Because, see, the letter of the law said that their spirit was that they was fighting for self-determination and freedom and sovereignty. But see, this is the thing about that. They allowed man to introduce the letter of the law, which what did it do? It furthered their enslavement even more, because it revolutionized the tactics, the means, the methods to enslave your energy. That is the perfect example. The perfect example. Two perfect examples. Crossing the street in slavery in the 13th Amendment. Now, when those that are spiritual conform to the letter of the law, this spiritual damage is greater and more harmful, because it's the spiritual law that becomes violated. Now, that is not a law like man, where what do I mean by that is man devised these laws that if you do this, you do that, you go to jail. And then they tell you that the great creator has the same laws. If you do this, you do that, you go to jail or God's hell, or excuse me, the great creator's hell. Well, the great creator can't be a great creator if you create something that has a hell. Okay? But see, the thing is that by you continuously violating the spirit of the law, what you do is you put yourself in harm's way. But that doesn't mean that you have to be in harm's way at all times, because you're eternal. You can change that up and say, you know what? The next time I go across the street, I'm going to adhere to the spirit of the law over the letter of the law. This is why you see people in California, when I was in California and a lot of other people in California will cross the street without even looking, like everything is cool, like you better stop. Well, I only stop because I don't want to hit you, but God forbid my brakes don't work and you're going to be in violation of the spirit of the law. Case in point, what Scotty just made. Most of us arrogantly walk across this country thinking we're free and don't even realize that the overall letter of the law don't protect you from the spirit of the law that's been broken. You just violated the spirit of the law. You adhered it to the writing that condemns you instead of the spirit that saved you and that sustains you and brings sustainability and brings the furtherance of life. And the good thing about this is the great creator and the universal law, not like man. Some of them may have more detrimental and longer, but none of them are eternal. Man's thing gives you the impression that they'll put you in jail for life. They'll do this and they'll have generational enslavement forever and make you think that you can't get out of it. If you stop practicing the letter of the law, you'll defeat it. And this is what we've been talking about since really we've been on Tando. Ways and means, your way of life provides for their means of life. If we continue to play by their rules, they will rule. If you continue to allow the letter of the law to be the law of your life, you will always be in violation of the spirit of the law. The spirit of the law won't protect you. See, the spirit of the law says you can't do it. It allows you to do it, but then there's consequences for what you do. The letter of the law tells you better not do it. You can. Now, how does that work? Spirit of law, once again, same example. You cross in the street, you realize you just violated the spirit of the law. That car is coming towards you. You jump high enough to get out of the way. You just remove yourself out of the overall consequences of violating the spirit of the law. Because you recognize right away that, oh, if I continue in this, I'll lose. There's always a way out. You can always rehab yourself. See, this is what man does. They put and enslave people and put them in jail without the intent and enslave them by the letter of the law when they have no, when their overall paradigm created the conditions for those violations of the letters of law to happen. And here's the thing, they do not try to rehabilitate and give the those the opportunity to redeem. Doesn't do it. But see, the spirit of the law will let you do it if you could get out the way fast enough. You can duck it, if you can dodge it, if you can jump over it, or you can turn around fast enough that the car don't hit you. You'll learn a valuable lesson. Obey the spirit of the law over the letter of the law. And then you look up at the light and it said that you had the right of way. Wrong. The letter of the law says that there is no enslavement. Wrong. 13th Amendment. Man, so true. So just wanted to give that point, and Scotty was so true. All right, so check this out. Next article real quickly, because I want to get into this on today's show, but wherever it goes, we'll pick it up tomorrow if we have to. No big deal, because this stuff is really, really important. You are really, really important. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call. 866-510-9025, 866-910-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star, then I will see you in queue, and definitely will bring you up so that you can make your question or comment known. A dialogue is much more important and valuable than a monologue. So let's have some dialogue if you have some questions or comments or whatever it is that you want to say. Invoke your sovereignty at all times and speak up. Don't be afraid of the letter of the law. It cannot do you any meaningful or long-standing or eternal harm. Breaking away from it has always been in your best interest. The spirit of the law supersedes y'all. Okay, so check this out. Let's jump into, but if you have a question or comment, definitely give us a call. We'll see you in queue and we'll come straight to you. Next one. This one came from RT. Says from RT International. Euro was a mistake, says a Nobel Prize winner. Next one. Man, this is good. This comes from Politico. Democrat congressman's electoral Congress has the right to weigh in on the Russian hacking. Now, there was an article that we posted, our YouTube video from John Bolton, the undersecretary of state, the deputy secretary of state for who Dump had picked, the Exxon CEO who was friends with Putin. And then this all is so funny. Trump also picked a friend of Xi Jinping for the ambassador of China. Why, ladies and gentlemen? Because it's all a big setup. It's all a big setup. But Bolden said that over the weekend there came about a lot of talk about the CIA said that Russia had hacked into the electoral selection process of the U.S. election. And now this is going to be the leverage that is going to be a part of the overall demise of the system, and this is the purge that's going to be coming about, that's going to bring a war, World War III, that's going to turn into global nuclear war one, and is going to be about the debasement of the economy. And we're going to talk on that and touch on that. But real quick, let me pull up. We posted that today. This was John Bolden. The Russia attack could be a false flag operated by the Obama regime. If you know anything about this dude, you see right through it. This dude is a neocon. This, in my opinion, this dude is a full-fledged Zionist. John Bolton is a full-fledged Zionist. And he's the undersecretary. Let me tell you what I really see happening here. The real Secretary of State is going to be him, and the real celebrity figurehead Secretary of State is going to be him, and the real celebrity figurehead CEO of Corporate Inc. United States, as Scotty would say, and I also love when he says that, is going to be the VP. Dump is going to be who he is. He's going to be the character that's put to instill emotion. And this stuff is going to really, really fall apart. Now, another article that was very critical that we need to talk about, and we're going to talk about it after we come. Well, no, let's do it now. Now, there were some major things that came about over the weekend, and this is going to really going to take off. There was a article that I posted from here it was globaltimes.cn, and this had the one China policy cannot be used for bargaining. Over the weekend, Dump said that he's not inclined to uphold the one China policy. Oh man, this is so perfect for the purge and everything else, and it's playing out perfectly. This is why the CIA came out and said that Russia hacked the election and everything else, because this is going to bring about the destabilization globally. This is going to bring about the wars. This is going to bring about the economic collapse of the common person's economy, especially here in the United States. So over the weekend, Donald Trump said on Fox News that he's not inclined to uphold, and he's not inclined to listen to or uphold the one China policy, which has been in effect pretty much ever since Nixon was in office, and then reaffirmed when Carter was in office. And I'm going to explain to you why that's so important, because right after they did that, China flew over one of their nuclear bombers towards Taiwan this weekend.
I saw that, Dave.
What's that, Scotty?
I saw that.
Yep. And China had a very, very important message to the president-elect. They said, your childish ways is not policy, and it is going to be a blast. Let me just read this real quick, and then when we come back, I'm going to show you the importance of it, in my opinion, and what this really means. This is all the setup, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, if Hillary would have been the president-elect, that would have moved us to war very quickly. But there's going to be something even worse that happens, and that's what the system wanted. This was all a part of everything, and this is the stage event. This is why they sent a celebrity in front of you all. And many people fell for it, and they're falling for a hook, line, and sinker, and not looking at what this really, really means and what this agenda is all about. So check this out. This came from Global Times. This is the official, this is the official Chinese government newspaper. Is it propaganda? Yes. But one of the things I will say about China is this. They admit theirs. But it's critical for that, because there's going to be a new beacon of freedom, and there's going to be a new tyrant state. And I've been talking about this from the beginning. What you see happening right now in the United States is pretty similar, or exactly, but actually magnified even more, to what was happening in the Weimar Republic before the Third Reich of Nazi Germany was able to go into the celebrity position of government, when their overall agenda was not a political one, but it was a ritual of destruction, a demonic ritual of destruction agenda that's going on. This is why you're starting to see all these things starting to come to place, and they're using all of their actors for the benefit. So check out this article. Here's what this article said. I posted it earlier. On Sunday, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump made a surprising remarks about Taiwan's question again. When interviewed by the Fox News Network, he said, and I put that in for Fox News, and I also have for the other ones, Cerebrally Naive Network, CNN. You can make out what that means, Cerebrally Naive Network. And this is what he said. I fully understand the one China policy, but don't know why we have to be bound by one China unless we make a deal with China having to do with other things, including trade. From these remarks, Western media believe that Trump may use the policy to force China to make compromise on trade. He also says, I don't have to listen to China. I would play it real quick, but we'll get into that a little bit later, but I want to get into this because this is so, so important. It seems that such an analysis is credible. During a phone call with Taiwan, Trump called Wen, Ting Wen, Taiwan's leader, Ting Wen. Trump called Ting Wen. Taiwan's president makes many people suspect that the business-turned U.S. president-elect will use the One China policy, the cornerstone of the Sino-U.S. relationship, as a bargaining chip to peddle American short-term interests. With Trump's new remarks on Taiwan, many people marvel at the Trump commercial thinking and naivety of diplomacy. The One China policy has gone through the ages since the Richard Nixon administration. In addition, and I'm going to tell you why that's so important, is huge. Since the Richard Nixon administration, in addition to the policy, has become a fundamental principle international order. Leaders all around the world, including U.S. leaders, understand the importance of the policy. They're talking about the One China policy. The One China policy is not for sale. Trump thinks that everything can be valued, and as long as his leverage is strong enough, he can sell or buy it. He can sell or buy if a price can be put on the U.S. Constitution. Will the American people sell that country's constitution and implement the policy system of Saudi Arabia or Singapore? They just told you in a subliminal way that the overall constitution is not anything that has ever been beneficial to you. That's why they had a sarcastic way about it and saying it, because this is what they all practice. It goes on to say, this is what the article says, and I just said that. But here's what it says. Trump needs to learn to handle foreign policy affair modestly, especially the Chinese-U.S. relationship. More importantly, a hard struggle against Trump is needed to let him know that China and other world powers cannot be taken advantage of. If Trump gives up on the One China policy, public support Taiwan and publicly supports Taiwan independence, and wantonly sold weapons to Taiwan, China will have no grounds to partner with Washington on international affairs and could force hostilities to the U.S. in response to Trump's provocations. Beijing could offer support, even military assist, to U.S. foes. You hear what they said?
Wow.
Beijing could offer support, even military assistance, to U.S. foes. Here goes on. This is why it's so important that you don't get your propaganda media from here only. You need to have a world view of what's going on so you can actually develop your own opinion. Hold on. Here we're going to go. It goes on. The One China policy has maintained peace and prosperity. It's over right there. The One China policy has maintained peace and prosperity. What are they telling you? United States, you go ahead and go against One China policy, which they knew that was going to happen. This is why dump was put in.
Hey, Dave, before we go to break, but to that point that you just made, the United States has no leverage over China. China is the one that holds all those U.S. Treasury bonds. So they have no leverage. Yes. So Trump is just, like you said, he's there for entertainment. He's an entertainer, slash businessman. His business
and
is
in the process of bankruptcy.
Yeah, his business is entertaining. Oh, okay. Yes. But, guess who facilitated that? Guess who got paid to put global security, or let's say normality, at risk? Somebody was paid, and you just mentioned them last week.
Former mayor of New York.
No, he ran for president as a Republican.
Dole.
Bob Dole of the notorious Dole family.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He got paid to facilitate that.
And that's why he was the one behind it to spur this whole thing with Taiwan, knowing that that was the excuse me, that was the ultimate nuclear cross line. Once they cross that, that's it. There's nuclear now. It's completely nuclear now, because a nuclear war can be waged. And what you're seeing right now is you're seeing a war against China. And we're going to definitely take a look at this, because there's another series that we want you to take a look at. Listen, we're going to go to a commercial break, and when we come back, we got some very, very important things. But if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. I'm going to put my spin on this and tell you what I think is really happening here and why this is so, so important. It is all, everything is being placed and staged for the overall demise in the World War III, Global Nuclear War I, and the overall economic collapse of the common person's economy, especially here. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
The Black Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent Black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of Black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for Black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new Black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public Black radio for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It's your boy, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And this is a very, very important, probably going to have a part two. But what I want to do is I want to break down some very, very keen and important things. What China said in this article, it said, and I want to reiterate this, and I'm going to give you what I think this means. Here it is. In response to Trump's provocations, Beijing could offer support, even military assistance, to U.S. foes. What does that mean? They are going to do what the U.S. has been doing all over the world, and they're going to establish their own ISIS, their own Al-Qaeda, their own proxy wars, not somewhere else in the world, but right here. Right here. They're going to bring what the U.S. was, when the U.S. was sanctioning countries, they're going to sanction the U.S. When the U.S. was colonizing, they're going to colonize the U.S. When the U.S. was sending proxy wars and color revolutions other places, they're going to send proxy wars and color revolutions here. Once again, remember what Scotty said earlier? The Nazis were going after the gypsies, they were going after everyone until ultimately they got to him. This is why when people here try to make other people causes their overall advancement by exploiting them, you just don't know that you're giving energy to the system that's going to roll over your butt soon enough. China is just saying right here and right now, because the U.S. has no leverage with China. China has all the leverage. China don't owe the U.S. don't owe China. I mean, China don't owe the U.S. nothing. U.S. owes everything to China. And this is a way that they are actually engaging in asymmetrical war, and they're playing the game of Go, controlling time and space. Now, in my opinion, they're all in one big fraternity together, yes, but it's critical for us to see these tactics so that we can realize that none of this crap is any good for us. and we need to remove our energy. Here's the key with this whole article, I mean, with that whole thing. They're telling you that they're going to bring color revolution here from within the country. And they're going to fund it, and they're going to support it, and even give military assistance to U.S. foes. What does that mean? Remember, China has a million-man army. Remember, China said that they are going to now splinter that military force into smaller units and have people all over the place. In my opinion, what they're saying is that they are going to send some of their 300, 200 military advisors to destabilize war and revolution here in this country, just like they did in Syria. They're going to have a free American army here in America, just like you did in, but they're going to, this time, instead of you exporting it, China's going to export it to here, and it's going to be right here. And everything is being said. Did you hear what the CIA said? That Russia was involved in, guess what? From this standpoint, this is that proxy war coming here, and is going to be one huge, and it's going to totally destabilize everything. Also, let's go further. Very, very important part. And it said, the One China policy has maintained peace and prosperity in Taiwan. They weren't talking about Taiwan only, folks. The one world, the One China policy has maintained, let me tell you how what they really meant here in reading between the lines. The One China policy has maintained peace and prosperity in the United States. And if a bandit cross strait ties would see a real storm, China would induce a series of new Taiwan policies. Not only Taiwan policies, but American policies. China would introduce a series of new U.S. policies and may not prioritize peace and reunification over military takeover if Trump insists on his provocations. The U.S. has no control over the straits. And Trump is naive to think he can use the One China policy as a bargaining chip to win economic benefits from China. Did you hear what they said? Economic benefits. What does that mean? Someone that gives you benefits is someone that owns you. Someone that gives you benefits is someone that you're a subordinate to, is someone that employs you, is someone that feeds you. What if your employer cuts off your benefits? See, there has to be a subordinate in a relationship there. Because if they weren't your superiors, then there would be no benefits that they could cut from you.
Dave, you're a genius. What Trump is doing, what people are interpreting, because they're emotional, as a show of strength, is actually a display of the weak position USA Inc. is in relation to China. You are perfectly on the point about who he's seeking welfare from China. That's what he's seeking.
Yes, because, and this was going to be the whole point of it, and I'm going to show you where the point of this, how this came back. And not only that, this is what the globalists and what the ritual people need to control more people of the world, because this is going to lead to a war that's going to depopulate the planet. It's going to cause conflict and crisis, and then they're going to be running to the system for solutions, and they're going to transfer the beacon of freedom from the United States to China. And the U.S. will be the Hitler. There will be multiple Hitlers that arise here in this country. This is why you have the Patriot Act. This is why you have the Bush family that was a part of funding and supporting Hitler during with Prescott Bush. This is why you have the overall Jesuit Pope trying to attack alternative media, calling it fake news, calling it shit. That's what he said. This is why you have that, because all of those entities and all of these fascist corporations, this is why you have a person from the so-called business sector coming in and bringing fascist-style governing by bringing in nothing more than CEOs from corporations who have all been a part of the Bohemian Grove, and they've all made their beds and alliances in the ritual of demonic degradation of humanity. This is why you see billionaires and CEOs all coming together, because they're going to bring a fascist state like never before. And the U.S. is going to be the conduit of that, and the whole world is going to align to say that we must get rid of the great Satan, that being the U.S. Now, let's go on. Very, very important, because we got to hit this, because you got to see this. Now, eventually, those who advocate Taiwan's independence will tremble. Eventually, those who advocate Taiwan's independence will tremble. Taiwanese authorities may regard to be a pawn of Trump and his radical policies, as Sun Tzu will refuse to answer Trump's call someday. Did you hear what he says? He said that the president of Taiwan is going to refuse to answer Trump's call someday. You remember weeks and months ago, probably, Scotty, you remember this. Let me see who's in queue. They probably remember me saying this. Scotty probably remember. Roz probably remember. Brother Bragg's probably remember. Brother Davis probably remember. And Jerry probably remember. It was a while back I had said that with the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, they were having the founding members. And I said, don't be surprised if all of a sudden, because Taiwan and the Philippines were being courted to be a part of it. And I said that Taiwan and the Philippines have already turned their back on the United States. They're going to go to China. Later, a couple of months after that, Duterte becomes president of the Philippines. And what has he been doing since he's been president? He said that take your gay butts back to the United States, talking about one of the ambassadors of the United States. And he told Obama in obscene language that, you know, you can do and everything else, and we're gonna go with China. US don't have no money. China has it. We're going with China. Now it's to the point where they said that they will not assist the US in patrolling the South Sea of China. Remember, the Hague court was about the shores where the Philippines, China was going to start to build on and militarize that area, and the U.S. said that that is the overall line in the sand. If China does that, they will come to the Philippines' aid and fight China militarily there. And then what has happened? All of a sudden, Philippines has been courting with Russia and China, and they moved against it. And I said that that was going to happen way before it happened. And I also said that pretty soon Taiwan is going to go with China as well, because the whole world is moving. The U.S. will have no allies. And what did this article just say? Soon enough, Taiwan will refuse to answer Trump's call someday. Nothing is important if Trump administration goes too far. Nothing is impossible if Trump's administration goes too far. What are they talking about impossible? They're talking about they are going to bring down the United States by all means and efforts, even military and economically. They already have that in plan. They need the perfect plausible deniability to do it. Now, goes on. Remember, China is a nation that has never, ever, ever, ever invaded another country. But they will defend theirs on another shores. This is huge. In the meantime, it is very likely that Trump may have not have too put too much thought into it. He is no geopolitical maniac, but just has little experience in diplomacy. He doesn't understand how dangerous it can be when he involves the U.S. in such an explosive game. After all, this requires some personal experience. Let me tell you what's happening here. They're baiting Trump. They're calling him a rookie, and they realize that Trump will respond emotionally because this is why he's been stirring up Make America Great Again. How do you do that? By invoking the old ways that America stole wealth from other countries. And this is what people here, particular certain sects of people, understand here and think that that is going to be their gain. And I'm going to tell you, what you root for in your gain is your demise. And this is so brutal. This is why Make America Great Again is a farce. And it's a setup, and all the stages are being set. This is what China is baiting him with now, saying that you ain't got no experience, son. This is a big boy game. You don't know how to play it. And this is why he said, I don't have to listen to see, we here in America, we're so caught up in selfies and narcissistic views and that we have, this is exactly what the system needed to acquire and establish for the perfect energy to come around. They needed the perfect energy in the Weimar Republic and in Germany for Hitler to come around, and they needed the perfect energy for Obama, Hillary, and Trump, and everybody else that you've seen to come around, and lo and behold, they're here. And the target is you. Goes on to say, given his inexperience, Trump is easily subject to the hawkish advice around him. The neocons, and in my, this is what they're talking about, the Zionists around him. He assumes whatever he says doesn't matter before taking office. He will learn more about how he interprets the One China policy after he is sworn in. Meanwhile, China needs to be fully armed and prepared to take a Sunni and U.S. Sinu and U.S. roller coaster relationship together with Trump, and many others in the world will probably also need to fasten their seatbelts. This comes from China. Let me tell you why this is so important. Do I got time to tell you? Here's the whole key to this whole thing. And it always goes back to real money. This has everything to do with gold and silver, ladies and gentlemen. You just didn't know it. Here's why it does. In the third paragraph of this article, it said, with Trump's new remarks on Taiwan, many people marvel at Trump's commercial thinking and naivety of diplomacy. The One China policy has gone through the ages since the Richard Nixon administration. Let me stop right there. Here's the key to this whole thing. What you don't know and what they didn't tell you about and how this all correlates is this. Here it comes. In 1971, in July of 1971, and there was a dude that came out today named Henry Kissinger that said that you just need to give Trump a chance. Here's what happened in 1971. The U.S. sent Henry Kissinger on a secret mission over to China to establish the One China policy. Why? Because there was a war in China, a civil war in China, where they pushed the Republic of China from China. The communists did, at the support of Russia. They pushed the communist agenda through China. The Chinese Communist Party fought against the Republic of China and pushed them out of China and pushed them onto the island of Taiwan. And they stopped there. They could have went there and totally destroyed them there, but no, they didn't do it. Why? Now you're starting to see why. Because this was the key. It was all about leverage in the future. They knew that they would be able to leverage everything in the future to get the whole world on their side, not just a small island. So what did they do? China, the Communist Party of China won the war, and then shortly after that, the Korean War jumped off, and then they sent in 71, in July of 71, they sent Henry Kissinger over to China. to establish the one Chinese. And from that, they stopped recognizing Taiwan as Taiwan. They kicked them out of the UN, and they only acknowledged the Communist Party of China. But they had a military agreement, a aid of military agreement with Taiwan, which pissed China off and almost caused a direct confrontation in 1996, but they realized that that wasn't the time to do it. But here's the whole key, because we're running out of time. I got to tell you this. Do we got another show coming on after this? Do I got like 5 minutes, Scotty? Okay, I'm going to keep going. And so, okay, so now, here's the significance of that. At that same time, Henry Kissinger had a broker deal in Saudi Arabia for the petrodollar, where Saudi Arabia would be selling all of their oil in U.S. dollars. Why? Because the U.S. was broke. The U.S. was broke. And they had to go over to China to establish the one Chinese, the one China policy, because the U.S. was broke. And that was the agreement from buying and having the future to buy U.S. debt with China was established by Henry Kissinger. It just happened to start where they acknowledge it right now, but it was penned way back then. Why? Because they knew economically China was a force to be reckoned with because of how many people it had and the manufacturing capabilities that it had and the creation that it had. They knew that they wouldn't be able to stop them. So they sent Henry Kissinger over there. This is why Kissinger this weekend said, oh, you know, we got to give him a chance. This is this devil talking, this demon talking, because they want to have the perpetual demise of you. This is what happened in July of 1971. In August of 1971, Nixon went on TV and declared the U.S. bankrupt. This is what he did. He closed the gold window because the deal with China had already been penned, ladies and gentlemen. China took all the gold. China said, okay, in order for that to happen, you're going to have to give us the collateral of the gold. And all of a sudden, Nixon had an emergency meeting, emergency broadcast on interrupted your regular scheduled broadcast on August the 15th, 1971, and he said that we are temporarily closing the gold window. That was because they had no more gold and they wasn't able to take people's cash and transfer it into gold. And the rest of the world, France almost went to war with him because the French president, the only aircraft carrier that they have right now, was the one that said get away from the U.S. because these dudes don't have the gold anymore, because their intelligence told them that and they knew what they were doing and they were trying to get their gold back. And Nixon went on and said that temporarily, but see, there's been over 45 years that it's been temporarily closed. It ain't going to reopen in the United States. It's going to reopen in China. This is why that article was penned the way it was penned, talking about Trump don't know what he's doing. Prosperity, the overall prosperity and begging and everything, this is far greater than the debt that the U.S. owes China. Let me tell y'all something. In my opinion, this is a strategical default when you have nothing else to default with. You have to go to war with those that you owe. And believe me, they knew you were going to do it, so they strategically placed themselves. Now, that's the plausible deniability aspect. But what is this really, ladies and gentlemen? This is the overall nationalization of enslavement. This is the letter of the law of enslavement while we're violating the spirit of the law by playing by their rules. And this is so big, and this article played it all out. This is why you heard Bolden say a false flag. This is why there's going to be attack on alternative media. This is why the CIA said that Russia was in on the election thing, and this is why Trump is being overtly calling China currency manipulators and establishing ties with Taiwan. These aren't mistakes. These are strategical methods to get to the objective. And that objective is to completely demonetize the U.S. And it's all falling into place. all the perfect people are in position. And they wanted to do, and let me tell you how it's going to happen, in my opinion. They're going to talk about that this election was stolen, and there's going to be a big upheaval right here, because what did China say? Go ahead, keep pushing it. We'll destabilize you from within. We'll support your foes militarily and financially. But we could offer support, even military assistance to U.S. foes. Who is U.S. foes? See, they make you think in that article that U.S. foes would be China, would be Russia. Would it? No. You know who U.S. foes are? You know who U.S. foes are? The very people here. The policies of the letter of the law.
The victims. The victims of slavery.
Yep. Yep. This thing is so big because it goes back so far. It goes much further. And this is why in this article, China put goes back to Nixon. Let me tell you what they're telling you. Let me tell you what they're telling you. They're giving clues for those that know what's really going on of how much time we have left and what the meaning of what is going to be respected.
Brother Davis, we see you. Hold up.
Everything before they do it.
We see you, Brother Davis. Hold up. We're getting a lot of feedback off your line. It's echoing everything, repeating back everything that Dave say when your line is open. But Dave, do you want to take this as final call?
Yeah. I'm going to take this. Definitely. You want to take this as the final call? Go ahead, Brother Davis. Wait. Go ahead. Wait, Brother Davis. Go ahead, Brother Davis.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, Sister Davis.
Yeah, I'm not Davis.
Here, help me out,
baby. Good day. Yeah, go ahead, Brother Davis. I couldn't hear Sister Davis. Go ahead, Brother Davis.
Because I'm driving. I just wanted to say that I noticed over the weekend, you are so right what's going on, what you're saying. The internet was very unstable over the weekend. You know, emails were taking a long time. I could just sense that something was going through the internet. And then I called a major airline to make a book an airline for a family member. And it was like I couldn't hardly get through, and I couldn't get through to their website. So I think that there's definitely something going on.
Yo, Sister Davis, I thought that was just my spotty internet here. Yes, you're absolutely right. And wow, yes, and I experienced some of that exact same thing. And now, listen, everyone, we got to get ready to get out of here. Sister Davis, let's pick this up tomorrow because there was some things in haste that I had to say. But you're absolutely right, Sister Davis. I experienced that myself. And this has critical meaning. Let me just tell you this. For those that know, they're able to see what this means because what was posted here in the Global Times tells you what's going to happen and tells you how much time we have left and what you should be doing by everything that was listed there. Listen, everyone, just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. Hate that we had to go today, but hey, this is some critical times, and I'm going to try to put this all together. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Much love and much respect. And remember, before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Peace.